Welcome to another episode of the Seneca Financial Solutions Podcast. In this episode, Luke and I trade chairs in an interesting discussion about my journey to Seneca. Luke actually interviews me about my new book, my views on health, and what it's like to switch careers and work for a wealth management startup. It's really quite an entertaining chat, and so here it is.
Hello. Welcome to another edition of the Seneca Financial Solutions Podcast. My name's Luke Larity, and I'm here today with Jordan Travers, as per usual. We thought we'd mix up this episode, and I'm going to be running shit today, George.
Oh, so gosh.
You are on the hook.
What am I here for? I don't know anything about stocks.
I think we're going to ask Jordan a little bit about Jordan and what you've been investing in and what kind of stuff you've been doing, like while you've been working here, and a bit about you writing your book, and a bit about health stuff, and like, I don't know, just a few bits and pieces. I'll make it up as I go along.
Okay, good.
But why don't we start with like your like short run, personal background, academic background, how you know me, and then like how we met and you ended up working here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just like real quick one, not like the full like
not a 10-minute
hospital question. Story and shit. Sure, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So qualifications, degree in biomedicine and pre-medicine.
Why didn't you do your med degree?
I didn't get in, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy I didn't, because it pushed me in a different direction, and I was able to work with clients, you know, a lot quicker than I thought I would be, actually, clients or patients or whatever you want to call them. Studied 3 years of osteopathic medicine, so bones and muscles and, you know, hands-on stuff, and then, you know, worked full-time as a senior health coach at Fifth Element Wellness in Fitzroy North in Melbourne,
which is where I go to the gym.
This is where Luke goes to the gym, and last year published my first book, Man Alive, which is a comprehensive guide to, you know, being your best health as a career-driven family man, or you know, just anyone who's looking to optimize their performance and health in life.
And like, I read the book a couple of times, I really like it, and I suppose, what do you reckon? So as it, like, because I just want to know the shortcut answer to everything,
yeah,
I reckon I could probably summarize the book in like sort of 15 things to do. But I reckon the priorities I probably get wrong.
Mate, there's 15 points just to the sleep strategies alone.
Yeah, I know, but it's actually pretty, like, it is quite difficult in terms of like to implement everything at one go.
Mm.
But like, I think if you just bit off like a little bit at a time, all of a sudden you've kind of made quite a substantial change to your lifestyle. Obviously,
I think it is actually also because you already do have a pretty good baseline. Of health, nutrition, exercise. You know, going out into nature as well. Like, you're actually pretty dialed in before you read the book as well.
That's true.
And so it didn't seem like a huge shift.
It wasn't a huge shift for me. But and admittedly, I've been on the, you know, health and fitness thing since I was probably like, you know, 21.
Mm.
In London, I probably, you know, first started training hard and trying to eat better and stuff. And was kind of just lucky that I kind of just fell into the right sort of semi-habits. But, you know, it's like diet and then training and then like what you do with your
recovery
and like sleep,
mm-hmm.
and then pretty much like how you get through tough times and deal with adversity,
mm-hmm.
and then just like some ancillary stuff like air purifiers and using fancy deodorant and
supplements
and like there's all these other little things which everyone likes to talk about those things, but
yeah.
like if you get those four first things right,
yeah,
like you're pretty much 80-20, you knocked over a real big bunch of stuff.
Oh, definitely. And one thing I do want to point out is that at Fifth Element we actually took on a lot of complicated cases. So you were just someone who comes in and is like, I just want a gym membership, do I really need a PT? You love your PT now.
Yeah.
But when you first, you know, heard that it was compulsory to have a personal trainer, like a one-on-one coach.
I just didn't want to pay for it.
You didn't want to pay for it. And, you know, at Fifth Element and people I dealt with generally had gone the wrong way for a long time. And they, you know, woke up one day when they're 40, 50, 60 and go, oh gosh, I've really let myself go here and I'm not feeling very good. You know, I'm waking up very tired, have a 3 p.m. slump. I'm overweight or obese. You know, 63% of Australians are actually overweight or obese.
Really?
It's huge.
Yeah. See, I think I'm bad at 15% body fat.
No.
Right. Because I drink beers on the weekend.
So you're in the top
47. I like pasta.
Yeah, you're in the top 37% of Australia. So,
I really like pasta, by the way.
Like, it depends on where you are, you know, when you start your health journey. Are you already only 15% or 10% body fat, or are you actually 40% body fat, which makes a huge, you know, issue. We actually really need to go through more complicated processes, like really changing your deodorant. You know, it seems very, very small, but to remove, you know, aluminium toxicity in someone who's obese would actually have a huge impact.
Yeah. Like one thing, like I used to sort of slag off supplementation.
Mm.
And when we talk about supplementation, I'm just taking vitamins, right? Like it's not, I'm not doing, you know, crazy steroids or protein shakes, or there's nothing artificial about it. I'm just taking zinc tablets and magnesium and stuff.
Minerals and vitamins.
Usually. Yeah, yeah. And I just think, but that has actually made a significant difference to body composition and also just like, how I feel. Like I can't really put my finger on it, but I definitely feel better at the moment after doing this little run of taking. I mean, look, it could be placebo. It's not like I did a double blind study on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you're measuring your performance in any way, whether it's, you know, sport or in the gym or even just like your energy levels, I think if you're seeing, you know, positive results, then, and that's the only thing that you've really changed. Well, mm-hmm. I think it's a positive change, probably.
Yeah, even if you take a pill for the placebo effect, well, why not? You know.
Yeah, it's expensive placebo, but you know, like I just think that, when it's backed by science as well, like the stuff that you teach isn't really, like.
I really try and avoid the woo-woo stuff.
Yeah, we're right out of the woo-woo. I mean, look, I'm the most skeptical, hard, like.
What's the most woo-woo thing that I've ever brought up?
Oh, the yoga stuff, without a doubt, is the most like wild things I've heard.
So what do you mean by the yoga? Like,
all the energies and the chakras and the, you know, like,
I don't
the
talk about chakras.
No, I know you don't. I know you know it, but you joke about it. Like, yeah, I know that it's we don't really get down with it, but very practical health stuff. Mm. So it's good, man. So why don't you give me 3 good tips that, you know, like the average punter probably isn't doing, even if they're going to the gym or even if they've got they're already running or walking or whatever they're doing. Give me 3 things that the average punter can do to make a significant impact on their health, just, you know, like a bit real easy gets, like low hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe one for diet, one for exercise, one for other.
Yeah, sure. So let's assume that, you know, our listeners are 30 to 50 year old males.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That'll make it really, really easy. So
sorry ladies. It is called Man Alive, but you could still read it. It's worth it, but it just doesn't do like ladies health stuff.
There's actually a lot of reviews on Amazon saying really good for girls too.
Yeah. Claire's sister Jane really, really liked it as well. Mm. It like 90% applicable.
Yeah,
like there's like some testosterone stuff that's like man specific, but other than that, pretty much rock definitely. And roll.
So I would say number one is eat a high density nutrient profile, aka, you know, meat, veg, fats, carbs at nighttime can be like sweet potato or, you know, some rice.
Yeah.
But gluten free, like, yeah, just 3 to 5 meals per day, depending on how much you train. Get that nutrition dialed in. Avoid the, you know, coffees, alcohol, sugar as much as you can. You know, obviously the lifestyle that we live in Melbourne is very, very difficult. But you know, something I recommend in the book is the Fresh Start, which is a 4-week elimination diet. It's pretty intense, but you can do anything for 4 weeks. And that really shows you what's possible in terms of nutrition. So many people report, you know, 4% body fat drop in that 4 weeks, which is pretty nuts.
It's nuts.
Yeah. So, and also...
Oh, just FYI, I didn't do it.
That's just body composition. You know, when you talk about energy, how well you sleep, you know, strength, basically, yeah, it's a real game changer is doing that elimination paleo style diet.
Yeah, like I definitely, I didn't do Fresh Start because I'm lazy. And to be honest, I pretty much eat paleo anyway.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to have a piece of toast on the weekend, I'm not going to worry about it.
It's the anomaly for you. You know,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're not waking up in the morning having a muffin and coffee for breakfast.
Yeah, like yeah, exactly. So look, I think diet's the first thing, obviously. And I think it gets you the most bang for buck, but it's also the super most difficult thing to change.
Definitely, it's 80-20 rule. You know, if you're going to change your diet, nothing else, probably going to get some pretty good results.
Yeah.
Second thing I'd recommend is strength training. So some form of body weight strength training or lifting a barbell. Men don't need to run around the track 6Ks a day. It's actually going to probably be worse for them than, you know, a yoga or something that's actually a lot easier.
Yeah, particularly I think as you get older, like I turned 32 this year and I've just noticed, like, you know, I'm getting niggles.
Mm.
You know, my hammies get way tighter than they used to get. My adductors are starting to get a bit like, you know, gunky and sore all the time and niggly, and it's just like, why?
Mm.
You know, it's just the old age.
Yeah, well, like, let's say running, for example, it's the same motion, repetitive, step, for, let's say, 45 minute run. Okay, so what happens then is
I could no longer run for 45 minutes, just FYI.
Oh, we did a good job on the basketball court last night.
Yeah, yeah, sort of.
So, you know, on the basketball, though, you are jumping, you're changing directions. It's entirely different, even though it's running. It is actually very, very different. And so you're going to get some niggles in ankles, knees, hips, that sort of thing. It's just not going to be conducive to good posture, body composition. Yeah, some people say they feel pretty good after a run, but you know, you can get endorphins from almost any form of strenuous exercise. It doesn't have to be running. So strength training is the general rule there. Helps build testosterone, helps build muscle mass, which allows you to drop more body fat because your basal metabolic rate has increased. And it's actually just a lot more pleasant.
It's quick too. Like my thing about weight training is, I don't mind lifting weights. I wouldn't say I hate it.
Mm.
I definitely don't enjoy it as much as other people. But for me, I know I need to exercise every day to help me sleep better and make me keep my health up.
Mm.
So I do it because it's good bang for buck.
Sure.
So you get good results for 35 minutes in the gym, 40 minutes in the gym. Like, it's quick. You get in there.
Yeah, so I've been really getting involved in body weight training lately. And for me, there's a huge performance aspect to that, like being able to do handstand push-ups or a one-arm chin-up. That's actually quite an exciting goal to pursue and dedicate yourself to.
Sure, with that stuff, man. Like, you know, most people can't even do a chin-up, let alone a one-arm chin-up.
Or 10 push-ups, you know, regularly.
Yeah, so like, just think about it as like playing with your kids or like being able to go on that hike to Italy or whatever, that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that, to me, that's what it's all about. Like, I just want to be able to surf and stuff around with, you know, my nieces and nephews when I'm 60.
That's right.
70.
Mm.
And be able to move. So, like, that's why I train, and that's what keeps me motivated. But you're going to have to find whatever suits you, I suppose. But
definitely.
That's the book. That's kind of your work.
Well, just quickly, the third thing, would be recovery. So, like, sleep is the obvious one. Supplementation is a huge thing that helps with the recovery. So, magnesium and zinc are really, really low-hanging fruit. Even fish oils are a great one. And then actually getting back into nature. So, we spend a lot of our time in the city. It is a hugely... It's something that's come about only in the last 150 years. We evolved for 2 million years in...
the bush.
Forests.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So there is a huge impact that we actually haven't been able to measure, as well as the stuff that has been proved by science that shows that when we spend more time in nature, we have improved immunity, better concentration, you know, testosterone goes up. Basically, you just become a lot healthier person. They've been shown that people who live in societies with less greenery actually have shorter lifespans.
Makes, like, sense to me, but... Yeah,
I think, so it's good that you go surfing, you get out for hikes, you know, you want to do all that stuff, but a lot of people are addicted to the screens and that affects their sleep and, you know, it's a whole casket.
The sleep thing's been big for me. The sleep thing's been really big. Mm. My quality of sleep's gone up a lot.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what you were doing.
Yeah.
And have done.
Correct.
What's happening now? So now you're working with me.
Yeah. So I was living in Byron Bay, the dream life.
I've got no idea why Jordan's working with me, just for the record.
And I said to Luke, I'm interested in learning more about investments. Should I do the CFA?
To which I just spat my drink out.
And
I was like, Jordan, you can't even add up, let alone do the CFA.
Which is a very complex thing now. I've realised that. But he basically said, look, come work for me for 6 months and you know, I'll teach you everything I know and build you a network. And then at the end, you can decide what you want to do. I'm pretty apprehensive to believe that I'm going to learn everything that you know in this 6 month period.
I reckon you're going to learn most of it.
No.
Like, you spend 6 months sitting next to someone, you know, 3.5-4 days a week, 5 days a week, some weeks, you're going to pick up a lot of shit that you don't realise. I mean, look, this is how I learn, is by immersion. So, and it's how I learn best, is I just get in and do.
Despite your 4 or 5 years in uni in finance?
Yeah, but I sucked at uni, right? And even when I did my master's, I didn't suck as much. It was because I was working in it every day, and then they were asking me, like, beginner questions at my master's degree, which I was already practicing with my own money, way more sophisticated stuff on the day to day. So, you know, I had an advantage, and I also had an information advantage because, you know, I had tools to help me that students generally don't have, like access to analysts. And, you know, people would be like, oh, how do I do this? And they'd be like, this is how you do it.
Right.
You know, so,
again, so you got more from the immersion than you did the university.
It's the pairing, right? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The practical learnings and then taking the practical learnings back to work and then the work back to practical learning, and it's just a nice thing. And that's why I've got you doing your RG146 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you're going to give advice to anybody, but it's because it's good to it's good to pair practical do with theoretical no, you know? And that's kind of, you know, why we do that. So what do you,
like, probably say how I met you.
I met Jordan at the gym, essentially, right? So I went in for my assessment. Jordan was the guy who, like, did my assessment.
Yeah.
And Jordan's brother and I went to uni together. Coincidentally, we're both from Perth. Just random. Jordan, it was just a chance thing.
Yeah.
Lee, who's the CEO of ASX listed company DCC, and I went to uni together. Lee used to be a broker in Perth. We kind of knew of each other post uni, and knew each other from uni, had some mutual friends. And then Jordan said, oh, do you know my, Jordan worked out that Lee and I were the same age and both went to UWA. And he was like, do you know my brother Lee? And I was like, yes, I know your brother Lee. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of how we sort of made mates. And then we just kind of hung out, and then we just became sort of fast friends. But, yeah, that's kind of it. I think that's pretty much. Oh, well, are you learning anything? Is this of any value to you?
That's a good question.
Have you found it entertaining, enjoyable?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Challenging.
Yeah. I particularly like the the meetings we had this morning. A fund comes in and says, "This is what we've got to offer. You know, we've got some shares to sell, or we need to raise some money, or whatever." Yeah. And you know, just hearing it from the horse's mouth, that immersion is really, really entertaining, actually.
Do you find, like, do you find it interesting, like, the ones that I like, don't like, think are dickheads, think that aren't, you know, like,
yeah,
do you get, because today I think you walked out thinking they were quite clever and I walked out saying no, they're morons.
Yeah, I still have no idea what you think. I could not read your mind. I'm looking for the day when I'm, you know, can actually predict what you're going
to
think. And
so when I go in with Warren, my old business partner, to meetings like that, not only do I know what he's thinking, I can tell you what sentence he's going to say next. Like,
yeah. So it'll be a good day when I can do
you'll
that.
Be at it. One day you'll know, you'll learn all of my tricks. Mm-hmm. You realize I've only got about three. you'll be able to do that. But
yeah, what about, I'm learning heaps. I recommend, you know, the immersion technique for anyone who's keen to learn a new discipline. Like I, you know, as I said, no degree in finance or anything like that. I just read a couple of investment books, personal finance books, and was really intrigued and wanted to learn more. So glad to be here.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to have you. Definitely a positive addition to the office. Is a career in finance now something that you're thinking about, certain about, not sure about, or you know, you think this is going to be a kind of 6 month thing where you do the work, you know, get through it, and then but then go and do something else?
I feel like it's an important skill for really anyone to learn who's interested in business, economics, wants to learn how to manage their own money, or even is just curious about what actually happens. So until I feel like I've learnt enough, like I'll be here to stay.
So see you in 20 years.
So I think that's going to be a long time. I'm really interested to see where this evolves to. I, you know, don't have any idea. You probably have a better guess than me.
I don't.
We're both just winging it. But yeah, I'm enjoying the podcast, enjoying, you know, the content I'm writing on the daily, and you know, reading all the research from the brokers and analysts and things. And it's like you've got an inside, you know, scoop of to what's happening in the world. Actually, it's good.
Yeah, I never really thought of it like that, but it is a very privileged position. Admittedly, you put yourself in it. You have to build it, and you have to, you know, build the network to be able to source all that information, and then have the time and expertise to get through it all and all that kind of stuff. But it's good to practice for sure. And I think if you don't practice, you're never going to get good. But what about moving back to Melbourne and giving up the dream life in Byron?
Mm.
Obviously, your partner, Alex, she's pretty dirty about it. I'm sorry about this, Alex. what's the feeling there? Are you happy about it, not happy about it? You just come off 2 weeks on the road.
Yep. I think the feeling is, last time I was here, I had no money.
Yeah.
I was starting out. Well, basically, the thing that really made it difficult was that I had no money, right? This city...
Life sucks when you've got no money, trust me.
This city requires money to be able to, you know, thrive in, to be able to go away on holidays, you know. Alex and I didn't even, you know, buy YouTube DVDs to rent for that night because we were trying to pinch every freaking dollar, you know. And now that's all changed, so it's actually... We are kind of excited to be here and... explore more of the city, develop ourselves. You know, she wants to do lots of courses and things like that, and I'm keen to you know, probably take it easier than what I was doing at the gym, you know?
Yeah,
it's like a 9 to 5 seems like a piece of cake compared to,
man, 6 PTs work hard.
Yeah, really, it's
they tough. Work hard, bro.
And I was working 6-7 days a week, you know, so it was brutal. But yeah, it's good to be back. Actually, I think living the dream life in Byron Bay, probably a bit premature for where we're at. You know,
we're still 25.
Yeah, we've still got a lot of skills to develop and the world to explore. So retiring early wasn't really on the agenda. I was kind of just, you know, going for a swim every morning, spending a few hours on YouTube every day and, you know, learning still, but, you know, passionately learning about things. But it was, you know, I need to be productive, I need to be industrious, and I need to feel like I'm contributing something to the world, and I wasn't up there. It was very very selfish. So until I have something more to give, I'll be here for a while.
But that was like me, you know, when I used to work at that, you know, the next door at Shaw's. Like, you know, yeah, I made great money, and yeah, it was an okay gig, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the best of me. It didn't require me to... It wasn't a stretch.
Mm.
It wasn't hard. And I think at 32, even though I'm, you know, a fair bit older than you, it wasn't the life that I wanted for myself, the career that I wanted for myself, you know? Like, just wanted to... It was easy, but... And it was, I, on the face of it, I was hyper successful.
Yeah.
You know, but...
You felt like you had more to give, so you said...
Yeah, but I would rather appear much less successful but be sort of getting good fulfillment out of, I suppose, what I was doing and enjoy doing something what I felt was like the right way.
Mm.
You know, you can do something the wrong way and still get a good outcome.
Yeah.
And I felt like maybe, you know, that wasn't the right way.
Mm.
So here we are, battling away in small business.
It's good fun.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really, really good, and having good people to work with every day is what makes it good. So, you know, that's the best bit about it. But anyway, I reckon that's probably a pretty long podcast.
It's good.
But hopefully that was something different. You guys got something out of it. If you've got a question for Jordan about his millions or cryptocurrency, which he's a guru at predicting.
Well, we didn't mention that.
No, Jordan made $1 million out of crypto. So that's why he's rich and white and hangs around and does nothing. So, and he can afford to take 6 months off work and just come and hang out with me. So if you've got questions about, Jordan, me, Seneca, Man Alive, if you want a copy of Man Alive.
Yep, hit us up with a question. And
good questions and reviews. Good comments and reviews and sharing on Facebook and social media will be rewarded with signed copies of books and a signed photo of me with a shirt off. I'm joking, you will not be getting a signed photo of me with a shirt off, but I will do so. I will organise something. All good karma will come back to you. Maybe we'll do a boardroom lunch with the people who share it the most or something like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. If you listen this long, if you share this on Facebook or you like it or write us a nice review or do something that's going to help us get more people listening to the podcast.
I don't think likes count.
No, likes don't count, actually. But you give us some love and get creative with it,
yeah.
And a good write-up and... you know, make it happen for us.
We'll treat you nicely.
You'll at least get a signed copy of Jordan's book and the best 5 or 6, 7 of you, maybe depending on how hard you go at it. I will put on a catered lunch here in the office at some point in the near future in Melbourne. You have to get yourself here. There's not a flight to an accommodation set up.
It'll be a Man Alive approved meal.
It'll be a Man Alive approved meal, and I'll get you in. We'll have just like a nice, enjoyable lunch. I'll get some wines on and organic wines and some nice beers and we can, you know, you can ask me any questions you want or we can just chat and have a good time. So if you give us some love, I will get that organised.
Thank you very much. We look forward to speaking with you next time.
Don't be closing my podcast off. I'll be closing this podcast off. No, I'm joking. Go.
No, it's yours.
All right. That's it. We're done.
Finished.
Finished. Finito.
Goodbye.
See you next time.